A few months ago, Warren resident Susan Johnson was paying about $700 a month to insure four cars. And then Johnson was told that her rate was going to increase.
So I didn't understand why they were going up, and they were just telling me it's just because of that's just how it works. Well, that just how it works doesn't work for me.
Johnson switched companies and reduced her personal injury protection, or PIP, coverage. That's the part of the auto insurance that pays for medical coverage and other catastrophic assistance when drivers get in an accident. Until recently, every driver in Michigan had to pay for an unlimited amount of PIP. But that changed in July after reforms from a 2019 state law went into effect. For the first time since the 1970s, drivers in Michigan can now choose how much medical coverage they want to pay for on their car insurance. Johnson opted for $500,000 worth of coverage after getting a recommendation from her agent.
He goes, "I'll give you the rate that I would be comfortable giving my mom or my brother." And I said, "Okay." So I did get the $500,000 compared to what I had before.
And as a result, she's saving about $100 a month. The law requires that drivers, on average, see various reductions to the cost of their PIP coverage depending on the level they choose. For example, if they do nothing, the average driver must save at least 10% on their PIP. If they reduce their coverage to $250,000, the average driver must save at least 35%. Since the state law only requires that the average driver save on PIP, not everyone will experience the same cost reductions. Some drivers will save more than is required, and others, like Ferndale's Robert White, might see their insurance rates increase. White says he had a policy renewal in August.
So I called to get some details and information from the insurance company, and I was curious about what was going to stay the same, what was going to change, and apparently my insurance was going to go up $160 a month if I changed nothing and kept the same policy that I've had for the past 3 years.
White says it's unclear to him why his rate went up. Anita Fox is the director of the Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services. She has some thoughts on what might be going on when people see their rates automatically increase when their policies are renewed after July of this year.
One thing that might be happening is that people didn't make a choice, and so the choice was made for them.
Fox says, by default, the new law gives everyone unlimited PIP and an increase in their bodily injury liability insurance, which covers claims in the particular instances when a no-fault driver is allowed to be sued. Fox encourages drivers to directly ask their agents the reason for the increase and to ask them how they could lower their premium.
And ultimately, if you can't get good answers from your company, call our office, do an online complaint, and we'll look at those with you.
In virtual town halls and on Facebook groups, a few people reported that their agents misled them in order to keep them from lowering their personal injury protection. Stefan Jagot is a Utica-based insurance agent who offers coverage from several different companies. He says agents work on commission, so it might seem like it would be in their best interest to convince clients to keep unlimited. But Jagot says he doesn't actually lose that much money when a client reduces their coverage.
Let's say you discounted from an unlimited PIP to a $500,000 or $250,000. That commission change for me is about $2. It's very, very small. Now, if you do opt out completely, the premium drops drastically, and therefore my commission drops drastically.
Jagot recommends that if consumers are unhappy with the price their insurance company is offering them, they should shop around. He says drivers can always switch from their current plan if they find a better one. In order to opt out of PIP entirely, drivers need to show that they and every relative in their household has qualified medical insurance. The rationale is that it's okay for these people to stop paying for medical coverage on their auto insurance because they already have health insurance that would cover them if they get in a car crash. But some people don't want to touch their unlimited PIP, even if changing the coverage level could save them money.
It's priceless to me.
That's Clinton Township resident Rainey LaHaye. As a nurse, she says she's seen up close the benefits of PIP, that it covers lengthy hospital stays and pays for top-notch rehabilitation services, wheelchair ramp installation, and more.
I don't think anybody really understands the benefit of this, of having unlimited. They're thinking about dollars and cents. So they're thinking about, oh, I'm going to reduce my bill by $30 a month, which is, you know, very important to some people, but they don't think about tomorrow. They don't think about that catastrophic accident that could happen.
LaHaye is right in that PIP does pay for certain benefits that health insurance policies typically do not cover. But catastrophic injuries from car crashes in Michigan are rare. According to the Insurance Research Council, drivers who filed claims with more than $250,000 in economic losses accounted for just 3% of Michigan PIP claimants in 2017. In other words, a no-fault system that capped off PIP at $250,000 would have adequately covered 97% of claimants. Now it's up to drivers. They can decide if they want to keep paying for unlimited medical coverage on their auto insurance or lower that amount. And if they decide to reduce coverage, the average driver is likely to lower their bill as a result. I'm Laura Herberg.